Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A quick reminder today of one part of the process in developing and maintaining large animal veterinary practitioners for Kentucky. Dr. Debbie Reed, director of Murray State's Breathitt Veterinary Medical Center in Hopkinsville, says the cooperative educational program with Auburn University set up in 51 is a major building block.
Kentucky students are treated as in-state students. The Kentucky student themselves still pays tuition. They're paying the in-state tuition, and then the Commonwealth of Kentucky makes up the difference between that in-state and the out-of-state level of tuition.
Reed says other efforts to educate and retain large animal vets are needed, but the Auburn connection is a cornerstone.
It works well because Kentucky consistently sends quality students to Auburn. It works well because it helps Auburn University College of Veterinary Medicine financially be able to provide an outstanding veterinary education to those students. And it works well for the state of Kentucky because of the savings in what it would cost to set up and maintain a veterinary school here in the state.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'm that guy, the one who never finished high school, worked for a company that shut down. That guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes. Saw an opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? And now I'm that guy.
Text my job to 74700 for free Kentucky adult education skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
Recently, USDA issued some grants focused on large animal practice, ranging from identifying specific shortage areas to mentorship programs. We'll have a follow-up in a coming report. Dr. Reed noted that having a sufficient number of large animal vets is a farm and city challenge.
Because it will protect not only the farmer's way of making a living, we're also protecting all of the consumers who ultimately consume those meats and poultry that the veterinarian is trying to protect.
And not to embarrass anybody, but Dr. Reed was named 2017 Veterinarian of the Year by the Kentucky Veterinary Medical Association.
It was quite an honor, very much a surprise, and I still want to give all the credit in the world to my family and to the people here at the Breathitt Center for making it where I could do the things that I have done since I have been an employee here at Breathitt. Credit goes to lots of people.
And we salute Dr. Reed and all of our large animal vets. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.